But Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The gospel we have today really shows the meekness of our Lord. He had just finished telling the Pharisees that he was from the Father, and they knew that he was talking about God, and they knew that only someone from God could do the things that he did. But they still took up stones to stone him. If our Lord wanted, he could have had some fire and brimstone annihilate anyone who tried to harm him, but he didn't. He quietly hid himself and went out of the temple. Some authors say that perhaps the reason Judas was willing to betray our Lord was because he figured that our Lord would do what he did in the gospel today, just hide himself and go away from his enemies. But our Lord wished to show a different type of meekness that Holy Thursday night in the garden at Gethsemane when he was betrayed. Throughout his years of preaching, our Lord used his meekness many times to calm the anger of the Pharisees. It's in the gospel today. But in his passion, he shows us how meekness is necessary for subjecting ourselves to God's will. Meekness is a moral virtue which moderates anger in accord with right reason. Though not all anger is sinful, because of our tendency to evil, it can easily become so, especially in these days when we do not have the assistance of a Catholic society to help us remain calm and patient. Meekness is also very helpful in disarming the angers of others. Just as a cannonball smashes anything it hits, whether it is wood or stone, but if it hits something soft, such as a wool pack, all of its momentum is diffused and it soon comes to a stop. Fighting anger with anger usually leads to an explosion, but fighting with meekness can be very beneficial. This is not always easy, though, and that's why our Lord tells us to learn of him, for he is meek and humble of heart. Meekness is also a sign of authority. How many times in the Gospels does our Lord show his authority through his meekness? During our Lord's passion, when he is taken before the high priests, they in anger rend their garments, and our Lord is brutally slapped by a soldier of the high priest. But our Lord calmly answers, "If I have spoken evil, testify to the evil. If good, then why strikest thou me?" If our Lord would have gotten angry with this soldier, then he would have proved their point that he was a liar. But he did not get mad. He calmly responded, and in this way proved that he was in charge of the situation. St. Vincent de Paul says that at times a single word is sufficient to cool a person who is burning with anger, and on the other hand, a single word may be capable of desolating a soul and infusing into it a bitterness which may be most hurtful. If we try to build up a habit of meekness, then there is a pretty good chance that we will use the right word when the time comes. Helping someone to overcome anger is a great work of charity, for when in anger, one doesn't use reason very much, they are not imitating Christ, and prayer becomes more difficult to them. Unfortunately, we have many chances to practice meekness in the world we live in today. St. Francis de Sales says that, "As it is not possible in this pilgrimage of ours to not meet and become entangled with each other, if we would preserve our interior peace, we must possess a great fountain of meekness to oppose the unexpected assaults of anger." As traditional Catholics, we have to be the ones who stand out in this virtue. Atheists aren't going to practice it. For them, the only rule is do whatever makes you happy. Obviously, humility would not be on the top of their list. They are too busy worrying about which pronouns to use anyway. Protestants say that your works don't matter, so meekness, which helps you act well, wouldn't be necessary. The Novus Ordo is a mixture of atheism, Protestantism, and some remnants of the Catholic faith, so we can't expect much in the way of meekness from them either. So in a certain way, it's down to us Catholics to follow and promote the meekness of our Lord. When our Lord was being questioned by Pilate, he was silent. Pilate, who was worried, was starting to get a little worked up, and he cried out to our Lord, "Do you answer me nothing? Do you know that I have the power to release thee or condemn thee?" But our Lord calmly responded, "You would have no power over me if it were not given thee by my Father. Therefore, he who betrayed me to thee has the greater sin." And the Gospel says that from that point on, Pilate sought a way to release him. And this is how our Lord dealt with things in a calm and collected manner. And this is how we should strive to act as well. We should let our light shine before men, that they may see the goodness of those who obey God. St. Francis de Sales converted more people by his humility than by his preaching. Meekness is also important for us in our own life because it gives us a certain peace of mind, and there is a story which can demonstrate this. There was once a rich industrialist who noticed one day a fisherman that was sitting lazily beside his boat. The rich man asked, "Why aren't you out there fishing?" The fisherman responded, "Because I have caught enough fish for today." The rich man then said, "Why don't you go out and catch more fish than you need?" And the puzzled fisherman responded, "Well, what would I do with them?" "To this," the rich man answered, "you could earn more money, you could buy a bigger and better boat, you could go deeper and catch more fish, you could then purchase nylon nets and catch even more fish and make more money. Soon you will have a fleet of boats and be rich like me." The fisherman then asked, "What then would I do?" The rich man answered, Then you could sit down and enjoy life and take it easy." The fisherman smiled and said, "Well, what do you think I'm doing now?" Meekness in our life will regulate our actions so that we don't get carried away with seeking too much in the way of earthly things. Temporal goods are obviously necessary, but we have to remember that we are not acquiring them for their own sake, but so that they help us attain our goal in life, which is the eternal salvation of our soul. Meekness is obtained primarily by prayer, but what also helps us is remembering our own sins and defects. St. Philip Neri said, "When seeing a criminal being led away, there goeth I, but for the grace of God." This is meekness. This is what will keep us from exploding when things go wrong. What have we done that things should go our way? Our Lord said, "If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father that glorifieth me." If we strive after the meekness of our Lord, then we will truly be able to say this same thing, for we have the same Father. "Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth." How much does the earth today need to be inherited by people who have not the false sense of meekness as many have today, which is that excessive worry of offending others, but with the meekness of our Lord, which is the worry of offending God, and the desire to help others save their souls. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.